Oh, good afternoon. It is about coming on 33 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock. You are listening to Borough Business here on KFSK. This is Hannah Floor, and I have Debbie Thompson, Borough Clerk, sitting here with me. I don't have her mic on yet, though. Hello.
Hello, Hannah.
Thanks for being here.
You bet.
You have the what looks like the entire assembly packet printed out in front of you.
Yes.
All 60-something pages.
Yes.
She comes prepared. So, Debbie, I wanted to have you come in because I know there have been a lot of housekeeping things on the agenda recently. Some of them somewhat inscrutable to me as a layperson, and I was hoping that you could talk through some of these. I was told, I don't remember if it was by you or someone else, that part of the reason there's been so many housekeeping things on the agenda lately is because we are preparing for your retirement.
Well, yes, that's true, actually. My last day of work for the borough will be April 30. So, and we have been a borough since January of 2013. And unfortunately, we still have some city ordinances and city code, which is still borough code, but it means then that we have two books of ordinances, and mm-hmm. it would be so much nicer if we can consolidate that into one book of ordinances. So we will be working toward trying to get as much of that done as we can before I go.
You're very kindly preparing the way for whoever follows you to have a much have an easy way through all of the code. All right, so I wanted to start with the new business. We last month during Borough Business, we talked about some of the things that are now in their third and final reading. So we're going to save those for last if we have time. But I wanted to start with a couple of items of new business. The first is these are both resolutions, which means they'll only get one vote just tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But Resolution 2024-15, a resolution supporting full funding for the State of Alaska Municipal Harbor Facility Grant Program in the financial year 2026 state capital budget. Can you talk a little bit about what that means? What is the Municipal Harbor Facility Grant Program?
Sure. So this is a program that when the state of Alaska decided they did not want to own municipal boat harbors, and they started giving the harbors to the towns that the harbors are in. The harbors were in disrepair already because they had not kept up with maintenance. And so usually when they transferred the harbors, some money came along with the harbors in order to do some upgrades. But if you wanted to expand or, you know, still continue maintenance, there's got to be a funding mechanism for that. So I believe that they created this Municipal Harbor Facility Grant Program, the legislature did, so that municipalities can apply for grants that they have to. There is a match. I can't remember if it's a 50-50 match.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, unfortunately, that grant program has not always been fully funded by the legislature. They made the program, but they don't always fully fund it. So, but anyway, municipalities can apply, and they do every year for projects that they want to get done. Sometimes you're chosen, sometimes you're not. So we have this resolution annually about this time of year. The dollar amount is always just a little bit different depending on what municipalities have applied for grants through the program.
So this is just a resolution saying, hey, state government, we think it's great if you fully fund this program statewide.
That's correct.
Please do so.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you do it every year.
Every year.
And is this a thing that boroughs and cities around the state do just to show their support for this program?
I believe so. It comes to us through the Alaska Municipal Harbor Masters Association.
Okay.
They send it out, so I'm sure we're not the only municipality that grabs it and tries to send it in because, yeah, we feel like the legislature should certainly fully fund that program.
All right. Okay. And so the likelihood that that is going to be a controversial vote today is probably pretty low.
Nil.
Okay. Moving on then. Resolution 2024-16. This is a resolution in support of raising the maximum available Alaska Department of Transportation Harbor Facility grant to $7,500,000 for eligible projects on an annual basis. Is this related?
It is. So I believe that the way the grant program is written right now, that a municipality cannot apply for more than $5 million for any project. And if you take inflation from the time that this was started, it should be more like $7,500,000 by now.
Okay. So just increasing that to adjust for inflation.
Correct.
Okay. And then, you know, I'm kind of working backwards here because we're looking at the end of the agenda, but the very last item of new business is the Assembly Hospital Board work session. So you guys are you going to be in executive session for that work session?
No.
Or are you going to just be setting the date for that?
So tonight, hopefully just setting the date for the for our work session. Yes.
Yes, I was reading that incorrectly just now. All right, just setting a date. Okay, moving on to things that are not new in their second reading. This is Ordinance 2422, an ordinance clarifying that property obtained by foreclosure and which the Assembly determines to sell it is exempt from sale procedures and requirements. Tell me what that means.
Well, so I think it's still on this agenda. We are updating Chapter 1616, Tidelands, and it's actually in its third reading at this meeting.
I think we're talking about two different things. I'm talking about the...
Right, but I'm going to explain why one of the reasons we're doing number 22.
Oh, the related.
Is partially because of number 21.
Gotcha. Okay.
In 2024-21, we are saying that to sell any tidelands, borough-owned tidelands, mm-hmm. There has to be an appraisal done on the tideland.
Right.
And the purchaser of the property pays for that appraisal.
Right.
In the case of a foreclosed property, it could be tidelands or not, but in the case, let's say it is tidelands, if we had to stick to the new procedures in 1616, we would have to get an appraisal on that property, and whoever purchased that property from us would have to pay for the cost of that appraisal. When you foreclose on property, however much money you sell that property for, the municipality can only keep the amount of back owed taxes that are not paid. And the rest, the balance of that sale, goes to the last owner of that property. So it wouldn't make sense for us to make buying one of these foreclosed pieces of property more expensive. It wouldn't make sense at all. Mm. So basically all Ordinance 2024-22 is doing is saying if we foreclose on a property, we do not necessarily have to follow the procedures of the sale of regular property that has not been foreclosed on.
And is that just specific to tidelands or
no,
in general?
In general.
Okay. Interesting. Has that ever been a problem?
No.
Just some bookkeeping to make sure it doesn't ever become a problem.
Right. We haven't required the appraisals until just recently.
Mm-hmm. So that created the complication.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for walking me through that.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. And then this second reading for Ordinance 2024-23, mm-hmm. an ordinance amending Chapter 1420 of the Petersburg Code, Municipal Harbors, to adopt provisions regarding inactive vessels. So this is the one, it was in the news story, Shelby's news story, about those inactive vessels taking up space in the harbors. That's what this refers to.
Yes, and if you remember, we just recently had an ordinance, I think it's passed by now, I know it has actually,
mm-hmm. the
about derelict vessels, excuse me. So this really is meant to prevent us from ever having a derelict vessel in the harbor.
Okay.
You know, when vessels do not move, they become derelict much faster than if someone's maintaining them because they need them to work.
So inactive is a step, sort of a technical step before derelict.
It is, yes. Basically, we don't want people storing their boats in our harbor just because it's a place to store it. If you're not moving that boat, it's getting, you know, it's in the water, it's in the sun, there's mm-hmm. damage being done to it. So it has to be maintained.
Right.
And so, the thought of this ordinance, I believe, is, if a boat doesn't move within a certain amount of time, you know, then there's certain parameters that have to be done. And it gives a lot of time, I believe, in the ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really all in prevention of having a derelict vessel to deal with.
Okay. And, you know, it talks about storage fees here. Presumably, the boat would already be paying moorage fees.
Yes.
And then if it wasn't moving at all, it would be charged storage fees on top of the moorage fees.
That is correct.
It's unfortunate that those rhyme. It makes it more confusing.
It does.
Okay. Excellent. So let's go on to the three ordinances that are in their third and final reading. We've talked about them a fair amount here on KFSK, but they are a tad bit complicated. Can we start with the remote seller tax code?
Sure.
Will you talk a little bit about what that is? I know that it's been, when I had Steve in here last month, he described it a little bit, and it's been talked about in the assembly meetings, but I have to admit, I still have not entirely wrapped my mind around it. So can you talk about that?
About what the changes are to that code?
Yeah, and what a remote seller tax code is.
Okay, so a remote seller tax code is Petersburg receives our local sales tax mm-hmm. from purchases from Amazon, for online purchases.
Yeah.
And the way we do that now is through the Alaska Remote Sellers, I can't remember the total title of it,
yeah.
but it's something that Alaska Municipal League helped put together. And so many municipalities in Alaska now have joined this group so that we can collect our local sales tax on online purchases. We wrote last year or the year before, time flies, a whole new ordinance in order to join this group.
Mm-hmm.
And it's long, as you can see, because from all the pages that are all scratched out.
Yeah.
And, you know, they make changes periodically. They update, and that would mean then that we have to go in and make the very same changes in our code. And
right.
a lot of housekeeping is going to happen because things change often. So I think that what our finance director, Tao, wanted to do was to adopt their regulations by reference. And because our attorney is, she's very good. She wants to make sure that we are following the rules and doing, you know, mm-hmm. making everything very transparent. We will bring any changes to that code before the assembly for ratification, even though we don't have all those words in our code, but within 120 days of the remote sellers group having, you know, adopted it.
Okay. So the assembly will be kept abreast of exactly what is happening.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sure.
I feel like this is a pop quiz here. Okay. And then we have the Mountain View Manor Elderly Housing and Assisted Living Facility to institute new assisted living community facility fees. This is the increase in the cost of food per month from $350 to $450 per month. That is for all residents. It would also require that, anytime somebody was renting a two-bedroom facility, a two-bedroom unit, that it'd be occupied by two residents or they would have to pay the difference, correct?
Correct.
And then also a new fee, a fee for anybody joining the facility. And then at the last meeting, they tweaked it a bit so that if folks decided that Mountain View Manor Elderly Housing was not the place for them and left after less than 6 months, they would get that fee back.
They would get a prorated portion of that fee. That's correct.
Okay, just a portion of the fee.
Yes. So let's say they were there for 3 months and then needed more care, so went to long-term care
mm-hmm.
Out of assisted living. We would refund then in that case 50% of the $2,000 fee.
Oh, okay. So the $2,000 fee is over the course of basically functions
months.
Over the course of 6 months. So whatever percent of that 6 months they
that is
stayed
correct.
There, they would pay in the fee.
Yes.
Okay. What has the response been from the public to this ordinance? Have you gotten much feedback?
We have not.
No public testimony at the last meeting?
No.
Okay. So it seems also to be somewhat uncontroversial.
It seems to be. You know, it's been a long time since any of these rates have been raised, and it's pretty minimal, and it's needed for the facility.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So that is the third and final vote tonight, and you will also be taking public testimony.
Yes.
And also in third and final readings, we have the aforementioned Tightlands, and this is just outlining exactly how the borough would be able to sell its tightlands.
Yes, and not, you know, it's involved because it shouldn't be too easy. Tightlands are precious to our municipality.
Why is that?
Because of their economic value to our town. And so, you know, there's steps that you have to go through. It's an involved ordinance, but it it's good. If we're going to sell our tidelands, we want to make sure that we're doing so in the best interest of Petersburg for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And when you say they're precious to the town, that's because businesses, there are certain businesses that require those tidelands, and then they pay a lease on the tidelands. And
sure.
That money goes to
sure.
the borough.
That's right. That's right. If they lease, or mm-hmm. they could apply to purchase as well. Mm-hmm. You know, because of what Petersburg does for a living,
right.
the waterfront is so important to just about every industry that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we don't want to make it too easy, but the assembly has decided that they would like to sell some once in a while.
Yeah. And that's new as of the last year or so, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Anything that I didn't ask you that I should have?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, we have no callers, and we just zoomed right through that borough assembly agenda. So I think we're all set.
Okay. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you so much.
You bet.